We're here with, obviously, CUNA's Jim Nussel. How are you, sir?
Fantastic, and that's exactly what this is. So advocacy is a serious business, but we are having a good time, and when you can combine that, when you can have fun at doing something as important, as serious as this, it usually is a good chemistry, and as a result, I think people are having a great experience here.
I see nothing but smiling faces and lots of discussions in that room as
well.
Well,
we're
which
making
is
a difference,
good.
Too. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. You know, you want to know that when you put effort into something like that, that it actually is moving the needle. And 2017, we moved the needle, and now I think 2018, that momentum is going to help us continue.
More of the same. Yeah. More of the same. Big time. My first question to you, or maybe even a comment, is President George W. Bush in the House.
How about that?
Wow.
He was, and unfortunately, you know, there's no recording of it. I mean, you had to be here to see it.
Yeah.
I say unfortunate because I think a lot of people would have seen and had the experience that many here at the GAC did, and that is, as somebody said it to me, so I'm going to use the line, he was chilling the chair.
He was.
He was
That's
just,
what I heard.
He was relaxed.
Yeah.
He was laid back. It was almost like visiting with somebody in your living room. It was for me, and it was a hoot from that standpoint. Just sitting there next to him, having the chance to ask him some questions and talking. But even the 5,200 or so people in the room, their experience was similar. They felt like he was just sitting there in the
That's
living room talking
too.
To him.
Yeah.
So
everybody
it was really
who
cool.
came out, yeah, everybody who came out afterwards said it was the most relaxed they'd ever seen him.
Yeah.
And it was actually a really kind of a relaxed atmosphere, and just listening to two guys talking,
right.
You know?
Well, and they told me too, they said, why didn't we see that when he was president?
Yeah.
And it's interesting because we gave him that advice, or we urged as much of that kind of experience as possible, but in the mass media of the day and the soundbite politics and all of that stuff, you never get to quite see the entire context of an hour-long chat, you know, in a living room.
Yeah.
It's always sound bites, or it's, you know, so that's part of the challenge, but he hasn't changed. The thing is what you saw, what people saw yesterday, that's how he was most of the time, and unfortunately, not very many people got to
see
that.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
Can you share maybe one or two items that you talked to him about for those folks who may not have been able to make it?
Well,
is that possible?
I'll tell you one story. Okay. Maybe I'm not supposed to, but I'll do it anyway.
I don't want to get you in trouble.
No. But so before he went on, somebody over here is now listening in. Like, is Jim going to get in trouble? No. But I can say this.
Okay.
He would be. I think he'd be honored by this, because what I said to him ahead of time, just before we went on, I said, are you here to have some fun? And he said, oh yeah. He said, you're going to see W unplugged. And he was. He didn't hold back. You know, if he had an opinion, he heard it. If he liked something, he didn't like something. He gave some great insights on credit unions.
Yeah.
I mean, it was W unplugged.
I like that.
And in a respectful, I say that in a respectful way. And
that sounds like a YouTube series or something.
Yeah,
now,
W
you know?
Unplugged. I don't know whether he'd do it, but he'd be good at it.
Oh, of course.
He'd be good at it.
His dad was really good at that too.
He was, but not quite as relaxed. Yeah. See, and I don't mean to be disrespectful to President H.W. Bush, but he didn't quite have that connectivity that George W. does and did during his presidency.
Yep.
He could relate to everybody.
Didn't matter.
George H.W. Had a little, at times, a little bit of a difficulty with that I think made him seem sometimes unapproachable. Was unfair because he was a very engaging gentleman. But at any rate, there's no question George W.'s got that on steroids.
Indeed. Highlight of the conference.
Yeah, thank you.
Of the conference. Hey, let's talk about something a little bit more serious in context. ADA litigation.
Yeah.
This is something that's spreading across our country like wildfire, unfortunately. I want to get your take on it. What is going on here, and what's your feeling? What are your feelings on it?
Well, first of all, as somebody who has very deep personal connections with the disability community and in my own family, I am... And I'm a lawyer too, which I am embarrassed by the ambulance chasing nature of the legal profession, that they would prey on the misfortune of people with a disability, or that they would use that not to empower a person with disabilities, mm-hmm. but rather to make money off of
right,
them.
Right, to use them, basically.
So I start with that first and foremost. Second, I will just say that while I used to be a lawyer, I'm not going to give anybody any legal advice, mm-hmm. but the best thing that a credit union can do right now, mm-hmm. unfortunately, is to comply with what we know has had some success, mm-hmm. and that's the WCAG AA 2.0 standards. We can get you, if you're interested, yeah. we'll get it from our CUNA.org website, okay. Or the compliance community, mm-hmm. because that's a set of standards that one court or a number of courts has said is something that credit unions can kind of hold on okay. to as an anchor.
Okay.
And complying with that, so far we've learned, even though it's expensive, is cheaper than going down the legal route. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. so get in compliance. There's some other things we can advise. And then last but not least, know that by banding together with CUNA and with our leagues, mm-hmm. We are using our advocacy superpowers to do as much as we possibly can to stay on top of this, to be your advocate. We are in the courts right now,
yeah,
defending.
Literally.
And yeah, so yes, yes, and yes, but it's not going away. I wish I could yeah. say there was a magic bullet.
Yeah.
The bill that passed the House is probably not going to be enough
that, yeah.
or
yeah.
Soon enough or mm-hmm. Good enough in order to help with this. So we've got work yeah. to do, but we're doing it, and we're going to do it together.
Okay, good. Good to know. Good to know. GAC expectations. Can you share a couple of points from your opening remarks that you wanted to get across to people, for those who aren't here?
Yeah, I'm asking for three things, and this is my expectation.
Okay.
We want people to engage in their membership with their league, with CUNA, recognizing that if part of the whole cooperative principles is that if we work together, we can solve bigger mm-hmm, problems mm-hmm. easier than if we try and do them ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And whether that's solving the war for talent, the cybersecurity, data breach kinds
yeah.
of issues,
oh, yeah.
whether it's compliance, whether it's advocacy, whether it's creating awareness, when we all pull together and say, let's solve that problem mm-hmm. as cooperatives, in a big cooperative way,
mm-hmm.
we can get the job done. We
mm-hmm.
did it last year with advocacy, we did it with creating awareness this year,
yep.
and we did it with compliance. So that's the first. Second is that we can do a better job of communicating with our constituencies,
mm-hmm.
and that's through creating awareness, the member activation program, educating them about advocacy.
Yep.
Again, you can get all that on our website. And then last, I was asking them to come to town to work on our regulatory relief bill, S-2155.
Yeah, Brian talked about that. Yeah,
yeah, the phone to action mm-hmm. plan that we've been doing and mm-hmm. going to Capitol Hill. 600 meetings we've got scheduled.
600?
600 meetings. Every
Damn.
State, every district,
wow.
every senator, every congressman, and the regulators to deliver this message about how we need common sense regulation, not one size fits all regulation.
Mm-hmm.
And those are my three asks.
Okay.
Engage, act, and activate, and we can get it done.
Well, and that leads me to my next question, is the advocacy question. What message do you want to have the attendees here when they hike the hill tomorrow? What do you want
right.
them to say? What do you want them to talk about?
Well, so the
is there a specific message?
Yeah,
you want
the
them to
macro
talk about?
Message is about regulatory having good common sense regulation.
Right.
So we're,
right.
as you know,
right.
you know this, we're in a regulated industry.
Right.
That's actually part of our value proposition.
Okay,
we're safe, we're sound, we're insured. I mean,
yeah.
that's part of our value because
yeah.
there are you know fintech companies out there that aren't.
You got that right.
Right.
You got
so
that
that's
right.
the first.
Yeah.
Remember, it's not just we don't want regulation. And common sense regulation,
mm-hmm.
number one.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be one size fits all. Regulations that may be appropriate for Wells Fargo or Bank of America doesn't help us when you're a member-owned cooperative where, you know, members are suffering as the costs or the compliance burden is passed on to their credit union, in many instances making it difficult for them to even keep their doors open.
Yeah.
So tell your story. So the slogans and common sense regulations and 2155 is all good.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get up there, remember to tell your story about your credit union, how it helps people, and how it serves its community when you go have a chance to talk to them.
Great message. Great message. And I think and reiterating that message on a consistent basis, because I think Ryan and I talked about this earlier, when you leave this conference, yeah, don't stop the noise. You
right,
know?
Keep
communicating with them.
Here's the secret: we want all these people to go home, right? Eventually.
Eventually.
Not yet.
Give a couple more days, Jim. All right.
A couple more days. No, but we want you to go home and use these, you know, advocacy cooperative superpowers back home, because that's actually, when I was a member of Congress, I had some of my best conversations, no joke, in the dairy section of my grocery
store,
right? Somebody would come up to you and they'd say, "Here, I've got a problem I want you to solve," and you're trapped, right? In the milk section buying eggs, you know. And so that's sometimes the best conversations is when you're home. Don't forget, you can build better relationships with them when they're home than rather than 15-minute meeting when you're on Capitol Hill.
Yeah, and more natural setting.
Oh, much more.
And
their guard
is down.
Yeah, when they got eggs in their hand.
Exactly. You know? That's when you really got them. You really got them there. All right. Two more items, and I'll let you go here. CFPB changes. Mulvaney was here. What was the message up there, and what's going on with the CFPB, if anything, is going on right now?
So
it seemed to be in a limbo
at this
process.
Point in time, it is in limbo, because I think, so if I was on the side of the White House right now trying to decide how to handle this, having worked in the White House, I can tell you that they want a good person, qualified, mm-hmm, obviously, to run the agency, mm-hmm, and they want them to be able to be confirmed, right? They want them to be able to get through the Senate process
swiftly,
and not just get stuck and become in and of itself an issue.
Right.
Because this is too important an agency to just let that happen.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an issue they're working through.
Mm-hmm.
And they may have a good person, but can they be confirmed? Or they may have a qualified person, but, you know, can they get through the Senate confirmation?
Right.
So it's that kind of an issue that they have asked us, me, for suggestions on names,
mm-hmm,
and qualities that we would like, and we're certainly communicating with them on that. But
well, that's good.
Yeah, I mean, now that they've opened the door, right?
Okay.
And I know there's been rumors out there. There's all sorts of speculation. Is it Mark McWaters? That's the rumor mill. I'm not sure that's a fair. I mean, I don't know. I'm sure Mark. Well, first of all, Mark would be very qualified for the job.
Indeed.
No question about it. But you know, is he the best candidate? Can he be confirmed? All of those issues, that's part of the buzz of the speculation.
Mm-hmm,
who knows?
Is there a timeline on this? Have you heard? Or is it just still kind of out there?
Well, I'm sure the White House timeline is, I shouldn't say I'm sure. I would speculate that it's probably as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Because
one would hope.
Well, so I was OMB. I was Mick Mulvaney in the Bush administration. I was OMB director. And it's, you know, difficult enough, tough enough to do that job
well,
mm-hmm, let alone to try and do both of those jobs and still have time to, you know, sleep at night,
exactly,
and visit your
hang
wife.
With your family, yes.
So I think they've got to be under the pressure, if you will, to get this done,
mm-hmm,
quickly, in addition to the time running out on the acting director position in and of itself.
All right, so last question for you. I'm asking this of everybody here. It's the GAC. What do you want to learn here? I know this is kind of your show. This is CUNA's show. But what do you want to learn here? What do you want to take back to CUNA after this show is over? What do you want to achieve here? Did you have any goals in mind?
Sure. Well, and I just had a public forum in front of the membership from the main stage, where I had a chance to go out and say, I am here. I told you this the very first time I walked in the CUNA front doors. I said, I'm here to listen. Because listening to your members, we all serve members.
Mm-hmm.
They know that
mm-hmm.
as better than I do.
Yeah.
Second, you got to learn from your members. And so listen and learn from them, mm-hmm, about credit unions, about what the pressure points are, etc. Third is be willing to help, to know where they need help, advocacy, compliance, education,
mm-hmm,
creating awareness,
mm-hmm,
whatever that might be.
Mm-hmm.
And then last, lead. Be a bold leader, someone who's willing to stick their neck out, to do things that maybe others were unwilling to do or unable to rally around.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, learn, help, lead. Those are the things that I'm doing. So listen is first and foremost.
Yep.
And so that's what I spend most of my time doing. And I feel as a result we have better connection. And it's something you can't do over. I mean, social media is great. And it's great to have the ability to, you know, speak to so many people across the internet.
Yeah.
But this is still the best way to communicate, right?
I totally agree with you.
When you can talk to people.
I totally agree with you.
So that's what I like doing, is just visiting folks walking through the exhibit hall or in the street or whatever and just saying, hi, what's going on? How are things going?
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
So
I call this the big family reunion.
Well, it is, right?
Because we all do the digital thing all year long. But then we come here, and again, there's still nothing better than a face-to-face meeting, hands
down.
So
do you have time for me to give you the update on the Trump visit?
Let's do it.
So we went down to the White House, number of CEOs, and they did a great job. They told the credit union story, number one.
Mm-hmm.
The visit with President Trump also did not have any surprises. So I think people understand
good.
What I mean by that. No tweets, right?
Oh, good.
Third, it's clear he's been reading our material, or at least his staff has.
Really?
Because they were citing facts and figures from our regulatory burden study that we just updated. They clearly understood our concerns about regulatory burden.
Mm-hmm.
And so that would be the third thing I'd say. And then the last thing I'd say is that you felt very confident that they were going to be supportive of our efforts on S-2155. So it was great to meet with the president. The CEOs that I took up there did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been trying to get this visit since the transition. And I'm not surprised that, you know, when 5,200 credit unions come to town, you get somebody's attention.
You get a little bit of an ear. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Wow, that's great news. Do you feel there's like some sort of like a pendulum? It feels like there's a shift happening, that credit unions are really a force to be reckoned with now, you know?
I hope so, but I don't get paid to be quite that optimistic. My job is to go back in and say, how can we do it even better?
Yeah,
that's what I get paid to do, is how can we do that better?
I can feel it, though. Feel something,
no,
something
I'm
happening.
Well, I am optimistic about our future, no question. But when it comes to my job, is I've got to figure out ways to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you can never be optimistic that you've done enough.
Right.
There's always more to do, and I love doing it. This is a lot of fun.
It's like owning a home. It's like owning a home. It's never done.
There's never. Yeah. There's another shingle that just fell off.
Exactly. There's something to improve always.
Right.
Jim, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Always appreciate your time.
Yep. Thanks for being here again.
You're welcome. My pleasure.